Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show. Want to say good morning to you. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. If you don't already, follow us on social media, Instagram and Twitter. It's the same thing, at Joe and Alex Show. So a woman went online to kind of vent, sounds like, her frustrations or disappointment to explain how her new boyfriend refused to see her again. Now, I mean, there could be several reasons why. Like, the reason I could think of why I wouldn't see a girl if I was dating her, it's like I found out, like, okay, she, like, has maybe something hidden that she didn't tell me up front. That could be, like, a deal breaker.
Sure. Peg leg or something.
Yeah, but actually, I'm into peg legs, so that would be totally fine. No, what happened here is he actually says, I'm not going to see you again, and you have catfished me. He thinks that she catfished him.
So they met online?
Yeah, which is common, yeah. He saw her without makeup, and he saw that she was covering up her acne scars. I guess she had really bad acne, and he's like, oh, man, you tried to fake me out. The 20-year-old woman said she had hormonal acne and tends to have breakouts on her cheeks and chin, which is not uncommon. She covered up the acne during the 6 dates that she went on with her boyfriend but decided to ditch the makeup for a weekend trip away with the friends. You know, it's like, okay, I'm tired of trying to, like, look my best for this. I'm just going to be who I am. I'm tired of hiding behind all this makeup, and just I'm going to be what my acne is. The woman said afterwards he brutally dumped because he suddenly didn't like her, and she felt like he felt like she let him on. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Does this guy have a point that she kind of deceived him? All these dates?
Absolutely not. Do you know how many girls have fake hair, fake eyelashes, like fake everything? Like, I think that, I mean,
women are way more than guys will live. You have to admit this. Women definitely are way faker than men are.
Yeah, no, I agree with that 1,000%. Okay. But I'm saying that, like, in our day and age, people are deceiving people all the time with, like, what they actually look like. And I think that this is crazy, like, to break up with her, like, the first time he sees her without makeup. I feel like that is so brutal.
That's, like, my biggest fear. So I don't let a guy see me without makeup till, like, several days of dates.
See, and that's what I'm saying. So it was the same thing. Like, she went on 6 dates with this guy and wore makeup. And then when they went on a weekend trip, obviously she's not going to be wearing makeup around the clock. So he saw her without makeup and then he broke up with her.
I just think guys are salty because when they've got acne scars and stuff, they feel like they just have to, you know, put them out there.
Yeah, I mean,
you can wear foundation too if you really want to.
I guess guys could cover it up if they wanted to, but most guys are just like, oh, this is what I look like. Take me as what it is. I don't know. I wish women wouldn't be so fake, and I know you're going to yell at me saying, well, society forces them to. Well, I wish society wouldn't do that if that's the case, because I don't mind a girl wearing makeup, but I think most girls look pretty decent without makeup. Of course,
Lindsay isn't a big makeup wearer. Like, no. She doesn't wear a ton. I wear a ton.
You wear a ton. I don't think you need to. Sure, does Alex with and without makeup look different? Yeah, but no, of course, but I think you look fine without it. Like, I don't think of, like, oh, God, what is that coming towards me? Please put makeup on it.
But realistically, though, here's what I think of myself. I feel like without makeup, I'm maybe a 4. And with
That's
makeup, I feel
insane.
Like I'm an 8.5.
Wow, self-confidence, because that is insane.
You think I'm off base with that?
Makeup, yes. More than doubles what you are.
See, yeah, I feel like it does, because I have, for some reason, and I was born with this, the veins, like how everybody has veins in their face, mine just so happen to be right under my eyes. So I constantly look like I have just giant dark circles because I have
a
vein that runs under my eyes.
Don't look like you constantly have circles, dark circles on your eyes. I definitely don't think that about you. There's supermodels, like Taylor Hill's a supermodel, and she'll talk about her dark circles under her eyes, and those are pretty apparent, and I still think she looks gorgeous without makeup. Don't think they're as apparent as you think they are. Also, I think that you are hyper-focusing on the veins and overthinking it in your head, because everyone overthinks and everyone hyper focuses on their own physical flaws and think that they're way more apparent than they actually are.
Now, what do you think on the scale, Liv? Where do you think you are without makeup and where you are with?
I would say I'm not very good at doing my makeup. So, like, I don't think that there's, like, a giant difference.
Well, what's the number from what to what?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I have really bad acne right now. I would say I'm probably like a 4.7 without makeup, and probably like maybe a 6.8
with
makeup.
I love working with women that think so lowly of themselves.
You think
this is
I'm
great.
Off?
Yeah, I think that you're closer together. I don't think that Liv compared to her and I, Joe, tell me if I'm wrong, I don't think that she looks as different without makeup than I do.
Without like being a jerk, with all love, yes.
Yes.
Liv looks great with makeup, but I think you have natural beauty. I think you look good without it. But I like, as far as who puts on more, Alex, you definitely have a dramatic difference from what you had before to what you do.
Yeah, my natural like beauty comes in a tube.
And I think that honestly speaks to Alex's abilities with makeup.
It just means that prettier than me when it comes to, yes, no. It's just called being self-aware. It doesn't hurt my, maybe when I was 16, this would have made me sad, but I just know it.
Alex, you're self-aware when it comes to your personality, but when it comes to your physical attributes, you are the most unself-aware person I've ever met in my entire life.
I know there are other girls that feel like they look drastically different with makeup. I would say the only thing about you that drastically changes with and without makeup is you are blonde naturally, so you don't see like any eyelashes on you when you have no makeup on, and then all of a sudden your eyes stand out more when you have mascara on because you have blonde lashes. Right.
Linda, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about these two ugly women I work with?
Okay.
That was supposed to be a joke. Come on, nobody laughed awkward.
I actually just wanted to ask you guys if you had seen any of those videos, I think they're on YouTube, about ugly people wearing makeup. And when I say ugly, I mean like they're definitely not what you consider as even remotely pretty.
But they look totally different after putting on the makeup. I don't think I've seen that.
I haven't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's insane. You can look it up, but I believe that it's like, I don't know if it's out of Korea or somewhere, but generally they're all Asians.
Are they calling themselves ugly? I'm confused. Or are you just calling them ugly?
No, I'm just saying that.
I think it's like
that was the title of the video.
Oh, that's the title of the video.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what I was asking. I wasn't sure if those were like the title of the videos or like if this girl was just like, oh, yeah, there's these nasty girls.
What do you think you are on a scale of 1 to 10 without makeup? And then what do you think you are on a scale of 1 to 10 with?
I would say probably 4 or 5 without makeup. Definitely 4 when I'm tired. And then with makeup, at least a 6, 7.
Okay.
Wow, women with the low scores on themselves. Interesting.
It is interesting.
Do we have any women that think they're at least an 8 something? I mean, I think I'm a 7 at times when I'm at my best. Most of the time, I'm like a 5.
In high school, my friend had blonde eyelashes like myself, and so she took black hair dye like from Walmart and dipped her eyelashes in it. And then she woke up the next morning and all of her eyelashes had fallen out.
Oh, my
and
word.
And so she had to wear, like, fake drugstore eyelashes for,
honey,
like, 3 months.
No. Oh, my word. She's trying to look like Snuffleupagus.